3. Why BC's NDP disqualified leadership contender, and how she responds. Dear Editor, I am so disappointed in the BC NDP. A brave, intelligent, energetic, creative citizen offers her talents and the only thing they can think of to do with Anjali Appadurai is to act like a big business party. I have been an official member for almost 40 years. I belong to LEDNOW and Dogwood too, and I get more useful information from those non-profits than I ever do from the party in power, though I have the best MLA, Bowen Ma, I've ever had in my life in three provinces, in my 72 years of voting. All those young people tell you what matters to them, and we BCNDP members can't think of anything more creative than to dump their candidate. If you think the oil and gas people have to keep destroying the planet with your cooperation, you should come right out and say so and let's get real. And don't take people's money pretending that you are really acting on their behalf. I respected Premier John Horgan and leadership candidate David Eby until this happened, though I did notice they weren't doing anything very concrete about mitigating climate change. I certainly thought they were an improvement on their predecessors. But now it is clear they are finding it hard to care about anyone but oil and gas revenues, and workers for whom they have not made any other preparations. I have lived in BC now for more than 40 years. And the behavior of this provincial government is too much like the federal Liberal parties, just cozy up to the oil and gas people and ignore the future of the planet that sustains us all. Donna Stewart, North Vancouver. What are your thoughts? Send us a letter via email by clicking here or post a comment below.